Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. You are welcome to this high voltage prophetic and deliverance prayer section. I will bless the name of the Lord for what God has been doing using this prophetic program and this deliverance prayer to do. I really want to appreciate all those who have been sharing these prophetic prayers with their friends. Sincerely, I want to thank God for all that the Lord has been doing. A lot of testimony get to us every day. There is no day without testimony. Testimony of healing, testimony of deliverance, testimony of recovery of losses, testimony of document release, testimony of property that has been declared for sale being sold, testimony of children, you know, that has been dull in the academics getting better. Testimony of job employment, testimony of a lot of testimonies getting to our phone. And I'm really happy because I see God working wonders. And I know, and I'm sure, and I'm speaking right now with the oil of prophet on my head, that everybody connected to this prophetic deliverance prayers, we have testimony, uncommon testimony, unusual testimony, testimony that will daze your enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. I appreciate the Lord for another beautiful day, the 13th day of the month of November, year 2021. Bless his name and worship him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We worship you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration for your mercy, for your love, for your greatness, for your power. Langrobo zikende lebroko leduzumpia mamakandi lekrobosia. Ebiamo sarate leproko dende sum andubromos ande brokumbra ande zeprako delenze in lebrombra kazunto le pariama zantarika. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Beloved, there are prayers. I want you to pray aggressively now. And as we begin to pray these prayers, the yoke of the idol of your father's house shall be broken. As we begin to pray this prayer, the combination of evil hand over your life shall be roasted. As we begin to pray this prayer, the activity of household enemy over your life shall be wasted. As we begin to pray this prayer, power oppressing you at night shall be disgraced. As we begin to pray this prayer, the hand of the Lord shall promote your destiny. Oh, open your mouth and pray now. Say, every congregation of darkness surrounding my household, scatter! In the name of Jesus, every congregation of darkness surrounding my household, scatter. In the name of Jesus, every congregation of darkness surrounding my household, scatter. In Jesus' name, pray. Altars erected to drink my blood, cast fire. In the name of Jesus, altars erected to drink my blood, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire. In Jesus' name, altars erected to bring affliction into my life. In the name of Jesus, all tasks erected to bring affliction to my life, there in Jesus' name, say powers sitting on my money be unseated by fire. In the name of Jesus, powers sitting on my money be unseated by fire, be unseated by fire, be unseated by fire. In Jesus, all those who are owing me and they have the money to pay but have decided to punish me, Holy Ghost, strike them and let them begin to pay now in the name of Jesus. All those who are owing me and they have the money to pay but they have decided to punish me, Holy Ghost, strike them, touch their heart now, touch their heart now, give them no rest in Jesus' name. We pray. Every sickness in your blood, I command the sickness to get out now and go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer. Say, every wickedness going around in my compound, there in the name of Jesus, every wickedness going around in my compound, there in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Psalm number 7 that the wickedness of the wicked shall expire. Say, every wickedness of the wicked expire in the name of Jesus. Every wickedness of the wicked expire, expire, expire in Jesus' name. We pray. Pray this prayer verse. Say, powers waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me. In the name of Jesus, hours waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me. There, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, every stranger of darkness in my body, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Every stranger of darkness in my body, come out and die. Come out and die. Come out and die. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, you power of repeated oppression in my life, there in the name of Jesus, you power of repeated oppression in my life, there in the name of Jesus, you power of repeated oppression in my life, there in Jesus' name we pray. Say, witchcraft in my foundation, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft in my foundation, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft in my foundation, release my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I want you to know that God is working wonders. And I want you to know that God is going to do mighty work in your life. Say, environmental oppression, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Environmental oppression, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Environmental oppression, scatter, scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil ready quickly. If you don't get a bottle, if you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I speak to this oil or this water. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, enter into the oil, enter into the water. The power of deliverance, the power of healing, the power for instant miracle, enter into this water and this oil. Let the blood of Jesus enter into it now. In Jesus' name, pray. Drink a little. And I want you to pray this prayer now with that water inside your system. Pray this prayer now. Say, anything planted into my body by witchcraft power, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my body by witchcraft power, this prayer, somebody will need to pray for about 10 minutes. As you are praying it, whatever is not of God in your life shall begin to come out. It will come out spiritually, it will come out physically. Anything planted into my life by witchcraft power, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life by witchcraft power, come out by fire. 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 Come out. 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 In Jesus' name. Anything planted into my body by envious witchcraft, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my body by envious witchcraft, come out. 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 In Jesus' name. Anything planted into my body, hey, la goscopa, by many witchcraft, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my body by many witchcraft, come out in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been planted into your body, into my body, by many witchcraft, come out, near, come out, near, come out, near. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Aha. Thank you, Father. Say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my heart. I'm born into ashes, every plantation of darkness in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my heart. I'm born into ashes, every plantation of darkness in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my heart. Born into ashes, every plantation of darkness in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my heart. I'm born into ashes, every plantation of darkness in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your head. Say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my head. I'm born to ashes, every plantation of darkness in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my head. I'm born to ashes, every plantation of darkness in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my head. I'm born to ashes, every plantation of darkness in Jesus' name. Pray. Can you anoint your stomach? Say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my internal organs. I'm born to ashes, every plantation of darkness in my body in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my internal organs. I'm born to ashes, every plantation of darkness there, born to ashes, born to ashes. In Jesus' name we pray, anoint your hands. See, Holy Ghost fire, overshadow my hand and break the yoke of cobweb spirit in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, overshadow my hand and break the yoke of cobweb spirit in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, overshadow my hand and break the yoke of cobweb spirit in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your leg. Say, Holy Ghost fire, enter into my leg and destroy every plantation of darkness in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my leg and destroy every plantation of darkness in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my leg and destroy every plantation of darkness in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, listen to me very well. We've been talking about captivity, dealing with captivity. One of the dangerous schools that the enemy can put someone is the school of captivity. Because in that school, affliction will be there, oppression will be there, backwardness will be there, failure will be there, limitation will be there. These are the children of captivity. These are the product of captivity. That fellow who is under captivity will be failing at the edge of breakthrough. When a person is under captivity, he will find himself writing an exam and he could not finish that exam. He will find himself writing an exam and his paper and his pencil or biro is not writing. When somebody is under captivity, he will find himself walking barefooted in the dream most of every time. When somebody is under captivity, he will find himself still doing a menial work that he was doing when he was small. When somebody is under captivity, he will find himself still serving as an apprentice under the former boss. When somebody is under captivity, he will find himself walking back to the village, walking back to the primary school, wearing the uniform of the primary school, wearing the uniform of the secondary school in the dream. These are signs and symptoms of captivity. When somebody is under captivity, it will be difficult for somebody, that person, to sleep. He will not be able to sleep. Inability to sleep will be the problem. When somebody is under captivity, it will be experiencing miscarriage constantly. When somebody is under captivity, it will be having repeated affliction, repeated abortion, repeated miscarriage, repeated ectopic pregnancy. It is captivity. When somebody is under captivity, it will notice that constantly somebody is either making his hair in the dream or shaving the head. When somebody is under captivity, he will find himself going to wrong places, meeting with wrong friends. When somebody is under captivity, he will put his money into wrong hand. When somebody is under captivity, he will enter into a business that will sap all his money. When somebody is under captivity, he will put everything that he has into the basket with oil. When somebody is under captivity, he will associate with people that will waste his life. When somebody is under captivity, he will be hearing strange voices. When somebody is under captivity, he will notice that he's always fail or experience failure when the breakthrough is very close. What you must do is to develop aggressive spirit, to develop prayer power against captivity. Captivity is a dangerous thing. Captivity limits. Captivity cages. Captivity oppresses. Captivity wastes. Captivity slaves. It puts somebody under slavery. Captivity destroys. Captivity steals. And captivities can also kill. Captivity will tie a great man down. Captivity will make impossible potential of somebody to manifest. Captivity will send a person to a wrong journey in life. Captivity will make somebody to read a course that he ought not to read. Captivity will push a person to marry somebody that he must not marry. Captivity is a dangerous thing. Witchcraft captivity, oppression of any kind. These are the signs of captivity. Do you know that people enter into captivity in the dream? When someone is eating in the dream, is entering into captivity. Many have entered into captivity in the dream. Do you know that many people, they walk into captivity themselves? But whichever way, today is your day of freedom. Today is your day of liberty. Today is your day of total freedom. You need to shout loud and clear. Say, Lord, my Father, I come before you. I realize that I'm a sinner. Forgive me. Pardon me. I declare that you are my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, pray. 7 aggressive prayers against captivity. And I want you to pray this prayer like a warrior. When you are praying this kind of prayer, you must not sleep. Your eyes must be sharp. If your kneeling down will make you to sleep, or you're sitting down, it's better you walk around in your room now and pray this prayer. These are strange prayers. And pray very well. Say, captivity in my blood,
Break and release me in the name of Jesus. Captivity, my blood. Break, 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 break. Release me. Break, 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 break. Break and release me. Captivity, my blood. Break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. In Jesus' name, pray. You may need to pray that prayer for 5-10 minutes. Say this next one. Say captivity from my place of birth. Limiting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Captivity from my place of birth. Limiting my destiny. Break, 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 break in the name of Jesus Christ. Captivity from my place of birth. Limiting my destiny. Break in Jesus' name, we pray. Say the method of my delivery that has put me into bondage. Lose your hold over my life. The method of my delivery that has put me into bondage. Lose your hold. Lose your hold in the name of the method of the way I was born, of the way I was delivered, of the way I was given birth to, that has put me into bondage. That is what I mean. The method, that is this method by which you were delivered, the method by which your mother delivered you. Some were delivered by using of charm. Some were delivered, they put some snail water into their mouth. Some were delivered, they put chalks into their mouth. This method of delivery, we always make that child to enter into captivity. That is captivity from birth. That is captivity at the point of delivery. Say captivity at the point of delivery affecting my life. There, in the name of Jesus, captivity at the point of delivery affecting my life. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Something is going on. Look at it now. That is the prayer. Magalebo soto de karabaraba. Say captivity programmed into my life when I was in the womb of my mother. There, in the name of Jesus, captivity programmed into my life when I was in the womb. There, in the name of Jesus, captivity programmed into my life when I was in the womb. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Inherited captivity, generational captivity, ancestral captivity. Let me go in the name of Jesus Christ. Inherited captivity, generational captivity, ancestral captivity. Let me go, 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 let me go. Inherited captivity, generational captivity, ancestral captivity. Hear the word of the Lord. Let me go. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. I continue from this place tomorrow. Oh my God, I can see a lot of things happening. Yakagagaga. I'm seeing a lot of things happening there. Somebody's been delivered from strange, aggressive spirit husband. Oh, there's a lady there. You were dedicated to the river when you were small. And right from that time, you have been seeing yourself in the midst of the river. One time like that, you have seen yourself in the midst of that river, and some people were worshipping you as a queen. Oh, you need to privatize me quickly so that we can help you. There's another lady in this place. You have been having aggressive torture at night. This torture is so much that you are afraid of sleeping. You need to quickly privatize us so that we can help you. I see somebody there. Somebody give you a prophecy for you to go and take a bath at the stream or at the river somewhere, and you took that bath at the river. The cloth you wore to that place, you threw it inside that river, and also you throw some money inside that river so that you can be free from familiar spirit. Unfortunately, instead of you being free from familiar spirit, marine spirit also joined with familiar spirit. And they are all attacking you. Every night you see that part of your body is moving. Every night you have aggressive sex in the night, in the dream. Every night you see things not working. And things are not really working now. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Oh, you may need to private chat me. Just send me your name and tell me what happened so that I can quickly help you out. And the Holy Spirit can help us out. And we can give you the accurate prayer to pray. God is one that will help us. The Lord will use a man. And by the grace of God, I know God will use us to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are right now, You have any prayer request? Can you raise it up? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this prayer request be answered by fire. Let your power enter into this prayer request. And let there be testimony in Jesus' name. All those looking for the fruit of the womb, I declare right now, receive the anointing to conceive and anointing to carry your babies. All those who have not married and you have reached the age to get married, I command you by the power of prophecy, go and settle down and go and get married. Be connected to your life partner within the next 1 month in the name of Jesus Christ. All properties that have been displayed for sale and buyers have not come, or they come, they left. Today, I break that yoke and they will come and pay in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those going for interview, the Lord will favor you. Those going for one exam, the Lord will favor you. This weekend will be a weekend of peace in our lives. Glory of God shall come upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Enjoy your weekend. And beloved, don't forget Psalm 91. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Fexstack Town. Aha. May your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola, God bless you so much. Don't forget my number. My WhatsApp number is 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. You can private chat me and we'll discuss. God bless you.